over the next 5 weeks, we are going to become very familiar with this chapter in John's Gospel. For the next 5 weeks in our church year, we hear the entire chapter, sixth chapter of John's Gospel. And the entire sixth chapter of John's Gospel reminds us of how important the Eucharist is. So over the course of the next several weeks, we'll be hearing a lot about the theology of what makes it unique for us as Catholics to believe in the words of our Lord. Today's Gospel is the introduction to this wonderful chapter in John's Gospel. It's the story that we've heard so many times. It's a story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And what that tells us is that our God provides for us everything that we need. There's something unique about the Eucharist. There's something unique about the way that our God provides for our needs. Last summer, I had the wonderful opportunity to go to World Youth Day in Spain. And when we were there for the closing mass, there were over 2 million people that had joined to celebrate the closing mass. Now, having Pope Benedict there might have had something to do with the large number. But also what was important is that we got together as one body in Christ. That here were members of Catholicism from all over the world, representing all of the different races and people of the world and geographic locations, and we came to celebrate the fact that we are one. Well, a similar thing happens here in the Gospel. The people know that Jesus is coming, and so they gather, about 5,000 in number. And it says in the Gospel that that's the number of men. That's not the women and children. That means that there were 5,000 families. I guess in the Gospels they numbered families like we do in the Catholic Church. That would be the equivalent of every single family that's here in the parish of St. Mary Magdalene getting together for a Mass. That's pretty impressive that Jesus was able to gather 5,000 families and didn't even have the technology of a microphone to be able to share his message. But people were coming from all over to hear him speak, and they were desiring to learn more about this Lord that they had been hearing about. They've been desiring to hear, well, what kind of messages he got for us today? And when Jesus was there, he did not disappoint. He brought all of these folks together. And he turns to his disciples and he says, "All right, Philip, tell me where we can buy enough food for all these people." And he goes, whoa, 200 days wages is not going to be enough for all of them to have a little. Then Andrew says, "Hey, I saw this one young man. He's got 5 loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that for so many?" Jesus says, "Hold on. Watch and see." He says, "Have the people recline." And then he does something that is so awesome and so amazing that all of the people gathered there never forgot that afternoon. Every single person that gathered that day had more than their share to eat. They had more than enough because our God is generous, because our God is full of love. They didn't just take a little bit of fish and say, "This is scrumptious. I'm so full." No. It was like they went to Cece's and hammered down 30 pieces of pizza and then said, "I am stuffed." They had more than they needed. And what was left over was 12 big baskets of bread and fish. What that tells us, my friends, is that our God is not shy. Our God is not stingy. Our God provides for us all of our needs. In the first reading, we heard Elijah gets 20 loaves of bread and there's 100 people gathered. And he says, "Well, feed these loaves to the people." And his followers said, whoa, 20 loaves is not enough for 100. And it ended up being enough. And then here's Jesus in the Gospel. 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish was enough to feed 5,000 families. Because our God is generous. Because our God gives us what we need. This is a reminder to us about the celebration of this Eucharist. That we might come to the Lord and say, "You know what? I didn't get anything out of Mass tonight. Nothing, didn't do anything for me." And when people say that, especially young people, my response is always, "Then what did you put in? Can't get anything out of it if you don't put anything in." What if there was nobody present at that feeding who had any food? Now, God could have provided, because God is God, but he needed a little something so that he could give us a whole bunch. When I say, "What are you putting into Mass to get something out of it?" this is what I mean. We come together as a family. We come together as a family praying for the salvation of the world. That means that when we get ready to celebrate Eucharist, not just the bread and wine are brought up here, not just our financial contribution is brought up here, but every single part of our lives is brought here. It's brought here so that our God can change it. When we come to Mass, we are to put something in. That means we pray for the people that we know who need our prayers the most. That means we pray for our world who is so in need of salvation, that we bring all of those needs, all of those prayers here. When we come to Mass, we should bring all of our sadness, all of our doubt, all of our despair, all of the prayers for our suffering brothers and sisters who are in so much need, for all of those who are sick and suffering and alone and overcome with addiction. We are to bring them into prayer. And then when we bring them to prayer, when we bring our entire selves, we lift those offerings up to God. And then God, who gives us more than we could ever imagine, fills those gifts with His love. And then He returns them to us so that we can be filled to the brim. So that all of our prayers, all of our needs, all of our wants, all of our desires can be fulfilled, and then more. All we have to do is invest just a little bit, and our God can make that gift flow with abundance. He does that for us. And as we approach today the altar, we bring our gifts. We bring whatever it is that we need, and we lay it here before our God. And trusting in His mercy, trusting in His love, we know that He's going to fill us with abundance. We know that He's going to help provide for all of our needs. And so we celebrate this Mass tonight in thanksgiving. In thanksgiving that our God is always there for us. That He gives us more than we can ever hope for. That He gives us more than we ever need. And may His love continue to fill our hearts. May it fill our lives. So that we can share that wonderful, loving message with the whole world.